USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden delivers his first State of the Union speech. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
Also on Tuesday, oil prices surged with U.S. crude hitting its highest level since June 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Former President Donald Trump's legal team is appealing certain subpoenas. John Hunt reports.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed the notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation, while the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is still conducting its separate criminal probe.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years. The league and the union have not made plans for future negotiations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian networks.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is facing more repercussions. Payments and credit card giants Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian financial institutions from their networks. Visa and MasterCard both pledged $2 million towards humanitarian relief for Ukraine. It should be noted the Russian ruble is crashing very hard Tuesday morning. Its value to the dollar, 0.0089. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, the International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed Tuesday to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves. Half of those reserves will come from the U.S. The members say the move is a message to the oil markets that supplies won't fall short as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. A new government report shows Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine gave children 5 and older strong protection against hospitalizations and death even during the Omicron surge. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the new data on Tuesday. A day earlier, a study from New York raised the question of whether the vaccine is less effective in kids ages 5 to 11, especially against milder infections. Younger kids get a smaller dose than teens. And the Arizona legislature approved a measure to increase voter ID requirements. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.